A Girl to Limberlost by Jean Stratton Porter. Recording by Patience Charles. Chapter 1 of A Girl to Limberlost. To all girls of the Limberlost in general, and one Jeanette Helen Porter in particular. Characters: Elnora, who collects moths to pay for her education and lives the golden rule. Philip Ammon, who assists in moth hunting and gains a new conception of love. Mrs. Comstock, who lost a delusion and found a treasure. Wesley Sinton, who always did his best. Margaret Sinton, who mothers Elnora. Billy, a boy from real life. Edith Carr, who discovers herself. Hart Henderson, to whom love means all things. Polly Ammon, who pays an old score. Tom Levering, engaged to Polly. Terence O'More, freckles grown tall. Mrs. O'More, who remained the angel. Terence, Alice, and little brother, the O'More children. Chapter 1. Wherein Elnora goes to high school and learns many lessons not found in her books. "Elnora Comstock, have you lost your senses?" demanded the angry voice of Catherine Comstock as she glared at her daughter.
"Why, mother?" faltered the girl.
"Don't you why, mother, me!" cried Mrs. Comstock. "You know very well what I mean. You've given me no peace until you've had your way about this going-to-school business. I fixed you good enough, and you're ready to start. But no child of mine walks the streets of Onabasha looking like a play-actress woman. You wet your hair and comb it down modest and decent, and then be off, or you'll have no time to find where you belong."
Elnora gave one despairing glance at the white face, framed in a most becoming riot of reddish-brown hair, which she saw in the little kitchen mirror. Then she untied the narrow black ribbon, wet the comb and plastered the waving curls close to her head, bound them fast, pinned on the skimpy black hat, and started for the back door.
"You've gone so plumb daffy, you're forgetting your dinner," jeered her mother.
"I don't want anything to eat," replied Elnora, without stopping.
"You'll take your dinner, or you'll not go one step. Are you crazy? Walk nearly 3 miles and no food from 6 in the morning until 6 at night. Pretty figure you'd cut if you had your way about things. And after I've gone and bought you this nice new pail and filled it especial for the first day."
Elnora came back with a face still whiter and picked up the lunch. "Thank you, Mother. Goodbye," she said. Mrs. Comstock did not reply. She watched the girl down the long walk to the gate and out of sight on the road in the bright sunshine of the first Monday of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?